Here's an audio bag with Dan.
Yes. Whether we get past one cut, I don't know. But if you like listening to audio on the radio, this is your place. So, guilty as charged with the digitizing old shows. You know I've been doing that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I've actually done 90 dats now. If you go and look in the Dropbox folder, you'll see the last couple that I put in there, the digitized dat folder, are Bob's Nighttime Show Best of Dats.
Hey, so I don't want that.
We'll be looking. we're going to have some future stuff. Oh, you know what we should do? Since this is kind of a ticket 25-year anniversary celebration type thing, let's promote Thursday's show in this very space, I believe. We will have Tom Flakeboy Gribble in studio to talk about one of the greatest bits ever, 1920s reporter guy.
Oh. They're totally different movies.
So
totally
Dances with Wolves is not going to be examined again on Thursday?
Not Thursday. It may be some point during this year. But Thursday, we're looking at the top 25 as voted by you.
Yeah.
The Dirty P1. Top 25 moments in ticket history. And I think Gribb's 1920s reporter guy is a blanket moment. Although it covers dozens, right? I don't know how many he's done. Over 30 for sure.
So,
but that's Thursday at this very time.
So I'm not
here. But today is not Thursday.
Right, and I'm not here to call any unnecessary 20-second timeouts.
However,
that on Netflix, you ever go to Netflix and just have Dances with Wolves looking at you, thinking, maybe I need to give this 3 hours again because I don't really remember much about it?
Is Inception like right next to it, like things you would like? And if you like Dances with Wolves?
Dances with Wolves is right there. It's looking at me. I'm thinking Tatanka, just the whole bit. And I'm thinking maybe I need to watch it again, but that's...
It's a totally different movie.
Totally different.
That's a long movie, man.
Is it?
Yeah.
And four.
It already won.
And four. It already won for Dances with Wolves.
Play that again. Hear him say already.
And four. It already won for Dances with Wolves.
It's always been my favorite part.
And
four. It already won.
There's some red wine in there.
They're totally different movies.
All right, let's go
totally
back to the year 2003, though. This is the year that the first year Tom was producing the show. And apparently what I stumbled on here... This was the birthday show. So I think we have to be looking at June 2003. And we have done the open in the Wake and Jake form for many, many years. Jake, how long have you been putting together the open?
It's not 10, is it? No, it's close to it. I have a little notes chart here.
Okay.
But yeah, I've been doing it about 7 years. 8 years.
So we're very familiar with that format. We like it a lot.
Yeah.
And I know before Jake, we were kind of doing a pretty similar format. Would
Correct.
Tom read it at the beginning of the show? I think so.
Donovan, right?
Donovan would read it at the beginning of the show.
But everybody would take turns putting it together, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, before that, I mean, old Bob and Dan used to put together the open every day. And it was a bit of a nod to the Don and Mike show open, I believe, which I enjoyed. Many years ago.
Same.
They're a syndicated radio show where they would just put in, you know, movie clips and little clips from their show and just intersperse different stuff for 3 or 4 minutes, and then you're on to your show.
They were a big part of my formative years in radio. Don and Mike.
So I thought you'd like to hear just how different, though, the elements are somewhat the same. It's not as smooth, for sure. But we used to sound way different when we came out of the open. Like, I don't know if you even remember this at all, but we used to kind of throw it around the room, and I think we came up with this when watching, like, the Channel 8 News or something. I think at the beginning they might throw it to each person to say something real quick. So that's what we did. It sounds really weird just because we haven't heard this in so many years. So this is 2003 audio. This is what it sounded like when we had our show open start.
This is The Ticket. KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth. KTBK Sherman-Denison. KTDK Sanger. Previously on Bad Radio.
By the way, can I just say that's awesome? That sound thing that used to be in the movie theater, right?
The THX sound.
Yeah. But it was like on some rap album, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Dr. Dre.
Okay, because I think that's where you brought it.
Dr. Dre 2001.
I think this needs to be brought back. That's great. That's coming back with archery this year.
Goosebumps.
All right, and then let's go into the show open.
Previously on Bad Radio.
Hey, Dikembe? Mr. Mutombo? Could I ask you to just read a liner for our radio show in Dallas?
Oh, my God.
Would that be okay?
My man, I'm doing fine.
Am I killing you?
I have some situation going on right now.
Oh, you do?
I'm trying to take care of something. My wife is already mad. I'm talking.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Can you pause it? That doesn't exist anymore.
That's we've been trying to find that piece of audio for a long time, and now we have it.
We have it with a bed, but still, this is amazing because I've been searching for this for at least 5 years.
This got lost in the move from...
Yes, and usually we have fail safes for different stuff, not for this one.
Salud, Tommy.
Like, why didn't Dikembe just read the liner, though? Yeah. It took twice as long.
I got a situation.
It took twice as long to tell you about all his personal problems. Just read the liner.
And I'm like, yes, sir. Okay.
Previously on Bad Radio.
Hey, Dikembe? Mr. Mutombo?
So all right, then we go into a Goodfellas cut, which is a classic, but we don't have to play the whole thing right now. But we move on.
You big tough guy! You mother...
This is Tom Glavine, and I never listened to Bob and Dad on Sports Radio 1310.
All right.
The Ticket.
I've had problems.
Okay, this guy is the... he is like the trainer for the Stars, or like he would massage players.
Okay.
And he's talking about doing that. I don't remember his name.
Oh, Bob. Over the last 6-7 years, by the end of the season, you get into February, March, April, where I've had to have my hands injected to get through the rest of the season because I've had tendonitis in my thumbs from digging and that sort of stuff on individuals. And Eddie was a big reason that I had that because I worked on him quite a bit every day. But
happy ending?
We'll move on.
Wow, I apologize for that. No,
just so you know, happy ending humor didn't just start in 2019.
That's Dave Supernot, right?
That name rings a bell.
I think so.
Wait,
and
the masseuse's
so
last
had,
name is Supernot.
Had an opportunity now to save my hands.
Supernot,
and move forward.
Like he had a knot in his back.
I think he was actually the trainer, right?
I believe we have one more. Justin and Denton is our one more. You're on the Stars postgame show.
Okay, that was just stupid. Then we did a great movie clip that you will recognize, Bob, but we won't play it all because I want to play you coming out of the open.
Okay.
Honestly object? Is that how it works? Objection. Overruled. Oh, no. No, I strenuously object. Oh, wow. Strenuously object, and I should take some time to reconsider.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting for 1310, The Ticket,
Chuck Morgan,
Bob Sturm, and Dan McDowell.
As the clock ticks away toward the big showdown at high noon.
The time is, well, not official. I'm going to go noon 02. We do know that we're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, and I got a dumb guy auto question today. I'm Dan McDowell.
Dan's being difficult to work with off the air again. I'm Bob Sturm.
Just remembering the days when I used to live an eighth of a mile from the greatness of the shops at Willow Bend. I'm Tom Gribble.
8 mile?
Is it Juneteenth yet? I'm Jimmy the St. Christopher.
And I'm Psycho Dave.
What?
This is Bad Radio.
Listen, I have a dumb guy question.
And then we're just off and running.
Now we're off and running. Dumb guy question is going right away. Don't know if you want to hear that, but...
sure.
There is the...
You were dumb so guy. Much there. One, I feel like you were eating on the air more then than you are now somehow, because you sound like you had an entire mouth full of goods. Two, the fact that the first word Bob says is, I'm tired of Dan off the air.
This was 16 years ago.
We kept the brand. The brand was strong. The brand is strong.
It's so good.
You guys want to go back to that? We throw it around the room?
Everyone has to, like, make it count. Like, have
Is it like the funniest thing they can think of? They just have to say.
I don't know,
we
Julie.
Got you some cookies.
Why did those things sound funny?
It's like everyone has one chance to shine.
And
right?
How is it 12:02? Explain this black.
Yeah, how about
to
mix?
Me.
When did you get out of the mix?
And you played it open, and you still had all this room to spread your.
I don't know.
Your leg
possibly we could have said, "Hey, it's our birthday show. We don't want to waste time mixing."
Maybe
we'll come up with a different excuse every day, and
whoa,
let's just do that.
An indictment of the mix.
Well, just a.
I mean, he's
pumping you guys up.
He's right. Sometimes he's right. Very occasionally.
Hey, what
right.
do you guys got coming up on your show today?
That was the year I graduated high school.
Yep.
2003.
Yes.
That's what I like about them high school girls, Bob.
So long ago.
Well, go ahead, Dan. What do you like about high school girls?
Well, I get older. They stay the same age.
Hmm.
You know, what's interesting is I don't think Julie is the same age, though.
But other girls in high school are today. You know, like my daughter.
Jeez. Yeah. Like the ones who were born when Julie was graduating.
Oh.
Okay, well.
So.
Sounds like the Open is pretty good. What's on the news?
You can't beat the machine.